Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So Carter joins us now. The Steelers, they traded George Pickens. Everybody knows that. Here are some potential replacements if they decide to go this route. There's a couple of free agents, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, maybe Gabriel Davis, who could make some sense. And then guys that could be available in trades. Romeo Doubs, who has a link to Aaron Rodgers. Alan Lazard, who is so ass. He obviously has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Jacoby Myers, Cortland Sutton, Brandon Ayuk, DJ Moore. Of the potential available options here, Chris, who do you think would be the best fit with Pittsburgh, and who among them are realistic?
I mean, I think if I was to pick purely off of talent, DJ Moore would be the best of them, but like, I think his contract wouldn't be great. They'd have to probably work something out there. I think if you were to look at the most convenient opportunities, it's Keenan Allen and Gabriel Davis. I'm not so sure how Amari Cooper fits in, but I do know that Keenan Allen is a veteran's veteran, and where he could be really good still is he could be that guy that he's still such a technician as a route runner that he can get open in the middle part of the field, and that can be a threat to open up the chances for DK Metcalf to get open in different parts of the field, and that can be where different things are used strategically. Now, Gabe Davis could be your deep ball guy, so. If it depends on what you want. If the Steelers want another deep ball threat that can kind of keep safeties backed up a little bit, go Gabe Davis. If you want a shifty route runner that can win the middle part of the field, go Keenan Allen. If you want the kind of just an overall just a big threat, trade for more. But I'm with you. I'm not on the Lazard train. I'm not really on the Doubs train either. I don't think they should try to appease Aaron Rodgers too much. He's not here for a long time. He's here for a good time. So get him the best receiver that you think is good for you in that situation.
Chris, do you think that they only acquire a receiver if Aaron Rodgers is coming, or do they still are in the game of getting another receiver, even if it is Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers doesn't come?
Well, they got $31 million in cap space right now. So, like, presumably, if Aaron Rodgers cost them $10 million, like, I think they have the space to get it. But if he doesn't come, they just got money to play with right now. So I would think that they would, hey, let's make a move. Let's get another talented receiver in here, because I do think it would behoove them to have multiple legitimate threats on the outside that could, you know, take attention up and make it so that teams can't pay all the attention to DK Metcalf the way that teams were starting to do to George Pickens last year. So it would make sense to me, but it also made sense to me to kind of wait to see what if you could do something more with George Pickens. I thought the move might be to, hey, take him into the season and then see if you could do what you did with Chase Claypool, which was, you know, teams got desperate because they're like, oh, we can try to get this guy in and we want to win right now. We have this quarterback that he needs help. And then all of a sudden they get a little more frisky and they give up a second round pick. But hey, maybe they were just like, we had to get him out now before it was too late.
Chris, do you think George Pickens will have a good year in Dallas?
I don't know. I gotta be honest. I'm gonna say yes. What is happening?
What happened?
What is happening?
All right, we're back. Chris is fine. I think we are all in agreement, though, that that sounded way more dramatic than just something going wrong with his phone. And the texters are agreeing. We all thought Chris was in some mortal peril.
Yes.
It sounded really bad, Chris. We're happy to have you back. We thought, I'm not even going to say what I thought was going on.
Listen, on my end, a song started playing that made no sense. And it sounded like one of the, like a goofy song that you play to like make a joke on radio. So I thought that's what you guys were doing, and I was going along with it. But then I realized it's not coming from you guys. It's coming from my phone. I have no idea how it popped up because I'm just looking at the fan morning line number. So I'm just very, very confused right
now. All right.
Now,
well, we don't have any
more. You scared us.
We don't have any more time to talk to you, but we wanted the people to know that everything is A-OK with our guy Chris Carter. That was terrifying.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I was just confused. I thought there was a bit going on. I didn't understand what was happening.
Well, now there is. This will forever
go
down in fan morning show lore. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. I mean, he could have.
What is going on?
What's going on?
What is going on?
And then we're talking, and then he's still not saying anything. Maybe he didn't hear us?
I mean, we have people texting in.
Like, what?
Saying prayers up for Chris Carter here.
That was... It's crazy because I know exactly how you operate, and you know how I operate. My mind immediately went to the worst.
Yes, I thought he, like, walked into a room and saw someone who was deceased.
Yes. Like, immediately went to the worst.
I'm also being alerted to the fact that my mic was on and that people heard me go, I thought someone was dead. Yeah, I did. There were other things said further away from the microphone with profanity because we were scared, and I'm happy that that didn't make it over the air.
Yes, thank goodness.